Hi, and welcome to Truth Be Told, a podcast for the modern-day woman dishing on life, love, career, and everything in between. I'm your host, Tay, and today we have a guest speaker on the show for our Boss Women series. Say hey, Danielle.
Hey, girl, hey.
Danielle Morrell is a boss wife, boss mom, and the CEO and founder of Rich Girl Business. I reached out to Danielle because I knew that I had to have a conversation with her and get her on the show to talk to us about what it's like being a mom, running a household, being married, and also running a very lucrative and successful business all at the same time. She is the epitome of a boss everything, and I'm so excited and happy and honored to have her on the show. So
thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. So, Danielle, can you give us a little bit of background about who you are, what you do, and how you got started? I know that you started on Facebook, but I want you to just tell your side of the story to our listeners.
Okay, so, guys, whenever I tell this story, I go long-winded, so I'm going to give y'all, like, the 90-second clip say no. But basically, you know, I went to college for marketing and management back in 2007. So it's been about 10 years now out of college. And I just kind of went into marketing sales, but I really didn't like it because the marketing sales in the corporate world was very much outbound sales and marketing, cold calling. And I was just like, there has to be a better way. So at the time, I started learning about inbound marketing. I saw all these people starting to build blogs and brands online. I was like, that's what I need. I need to do that so I'm not chasing down people who don't want to talk to me. I need people who love me. And so that kind of sparked this quest of figuring this out. And it took a long time, you know. Again, it started in like 2009, my journey. So I started teaching myself websites and web design because you know how some of us do. We want to bootstrap ourselves, DIY, which for sometimes that's a good thing because it taught me a lot of valuable skills, you know, that I had to learn if I really wanted to build an online brand and business where I could really position myself. So then fast forward, I got laid off from a job in 2013. And this idea of Rich Girl Business popped in my head, even though I was definitely not a rich girl, but I was like, I saw a statistic that said 75% of women own businesses make less than $50,000 a year. I was like, what? That don't make any sense. You know, like, this is, wait, we quit our jobs trying to be an entrepreneur so we make more money, not to be pretty much, it does, you know, putting in more hours than a 9-to-5 and still not getting paid. So the concept came to me because I wanted to have the courage to crack this code to see, is it really possible to have a six-figure business? Because, you know, the statistics aren't saying so. And I, so that's just where Rich Girl Business, I kind of stepped into the vision before it was real. And I did learn some things on along the way. I actually quit my job cold turkey by April 2014 because I just did not, I couldn't do it all. I mean, at this time, I was working a contract job. I got picked up as a contractor after I got laid off. I had a husband, I had kids, and I was not making enough. I just couldn't figure it out. So I just quit one day. I said, y'all ain't going to give me a two-week notice if y'all fire me. So I ain't giving y'all a two-week notice. You and you, management, can I see you in my office? Today will be my last day. And I was like, I just like said to myself, as long as I don't go to jail or prison, I'm going to figure this out. So I told my husband when I got home, quit my job, hey, when we get down to our last $25, let me know. We're going to need that to go to your parents' house to live. And then a month later, he said, we're going to need to move in with my parents. So we moved in. Good thing my kids didn't know any different. They thinking, you know, it's summertime. Woo, we're at Grandmere's. I'm like, yeah, about that. So I'm in the, like, attic. Like, that whole summer, my baby, like, locked up in the, like, attic, just trying to build this Rich Girl Business. I did figure out the power of visual branding and marketing and how being attractive online will surely make you stand out. And then the power of Facebook ads, spending $5 a day to build up my audience on automation. And the combination of those two, it was like I $5 a day was doing me a lot of justice, because I was building fans fast and getting a lot of attention and a lot of people reaching out to wanting to work with me. But I didn't understand to charge my worth. I was broke, so I had broke money problems. So I was projecting on my clients. So I was like, yeah, about that. So long story short, I got with the coach. He found me. I invested my foreclosure money, because that's what happens when you quit your job with no savings or safety net or strategy. And it was like, and she totally changed my life. She told me what I was doing wrong, and I went on to make like $12,000 in 30 days, saved my house from foreclosure, and then have been making six figures online ever since the last 3 years.
Wow, that sounds amazing. It sounds crazy, but it sounds amazing. And I love when you tell this story, because it's the same every time. And I'm like laughing on the inside. Like, that's what I wanted to talk about, just about the realistic part of that. Because I know that a lot of people tell me, well, Brandy, I have this idea, I have this vision, I have this brand, I want to start this business. And I'm always asking them, are you willing? Are you ready to go through that process? Because there's a process from point A to point B that people don't see. People just see the destination. They just see the, okay, well, I want to make six figures too. I want to have a five-figure month. And it's really a lot that happens in between there. And I like what you said about you stepped into the vision before it was real. I think that so many people want the vision to be actualized. They want to see it. They want to know that it's really there on the other side without that uncertainty before they step into it. And girl, you, like you said, you had nothing. You were broke. You were still trying to figure this thing out. You were up in an attic somewhere, and you were like, you know what, I'm going to call this rich girl business, even before you knew how to really make it a rich girl business, quote unquote. So I really like that. And I really admire that about you and your story. So can you kind of paint the picture for us in terms of your family life, what you're doing on a day-to-day basis now, and kind of what your day looks like?
Yes. I always tell my husband, like, I'm definitely living a version of my dream life. There's still, I see much more for myself, of course. Like, you know, I do see, you know, just more opportunities and just more impact. But I am living a version of that now, meaning that, you know, what I can say even to my story, if I could say one thing that actually anybody can do, no matter your money situation, your one thing everybody can do that I can guarantee made sure I got to where I wanted to go, is I was very intentional with speaking things in. Like, I speak things into existence all the time. And until I realized that that is a true gift, manifestation, and that power of thought, because I told myself, I want to have the flexibility and freedom to spend fun time with my family and friends. I want to be here for my kids. I don't like a job. Like, I just kept saying, I'm going to figure this out. You know, I kept setting the intention that this is what I wanted all along. You know what I mean? It comes true. Like, the whole universe is going to make way for what you truly desire and what you're going, what, you know, that saying that Rumi said, what you seek is seeking you. So if anybody, no matter what your situation, be intentional, put it out there, speak it, write it, claim it, I am, I already have. The universe will automatically start putting things, just like this coach. You know, I was making a little bit of money online after all these months, but not enough to, like, get me back on my feet, just because I was getting leads and people interested, but not the paying clients. But even how this coach came into my life, I didn't fill out an application to work with her. She reached out to me to ask me an off-topic question. And we got to talking very friendly. No pretension. Maybe she did. And if she did, I thank her, because she saved my life. She changed my life. You know what I mean? But it was like, it started, she was there. We got to talking. She said, you are no rich girl. You are like a broke girl. We got to change it. I'm like, I know, help. You know what I mean? I just want to put that out there. But as far as my day-to-day life, and like I said, I'm leaving a version, because I wake up, I take my kids to school, you know, I drop them all off, they, you know, I do, I had to, see, that's another power of attention of my time. When I started Rich Girl, I said I wanted to have the flexibility and freedom and the finances to be there for my family and friends. I'd be darned if 3 years later my sister seriously got in a situation, a personal matter, and I had to take in her two daughters, you know what I mean? And I'm like, holy moly, had I, like, talk about being, had I not did that, this, I could not have done this today for them. And that just makes me feel so, like this is success for me. This is success to be there for my families when they needed me, when they wouldn't have had anybody else. So I do have two more girls. It's very crazy dynamic around here because they're all a year apart. It's like 9, 8, 6, and 4. So it's like back to back. But I come back home. I do my work. Now, I like to work with fewer, more ideal clients. That's one of the things I learned from my coach. I'm somebody who works with premium high-ticket clients. So I only have to work with a couple people per month to hit my income goals for the month to make 3-4 times what I ever made at a job. So I'm always trying to teach women the easier, more fast way to make income online so that they can have this life. Because what I feel like women need more, it doesn't work for most women to be tied to a job from 8 to 5, that much away from all these other responsibilities. So I come home, I work, I have my community, my private clients, and then I have to go pick up the kids around 3 o'clock, come back home, and by 3, I'm like done, because at that point I have the other kid, like my small one, we're back at home, we're like hanging out. I do a little bit of work, but I got to go pick up the other kids. And then it's mom time, you know, it's dinner and all of that. So I'm really fortunate because I tell people if they saw what my real life looked like at home, they'd be like, wow, you have a lot of free time. Like, what's going on? And I'm like, I know, isn't that amazing that I can still make over $10,000 a month consistently, but I don't have to work as hard. And I have this space to now wear the mommy role, the wife role, you know, all these other hats.
I love that. So I like what you said about an easier, more fast way to make money online. And you mentioned something about having a broke mindset. You were broke, and so you were thinking broke. And I love that. Can you speak about the difference that you feel, understand, and comprehensively know in terms of having a broke mindset versus an abundant mindset?
Oh, guys, it is so, it's an epidemic, Brandy. Like, I honestly sometimes feel like a doctor, and I don't judge anybody because whenever I'm like, what's going on? I think to myself, Danielle, you weren't thinking like this either 3 years ago. It's an epidemic out here. When I say I talk to women every day, and I ask them, how much money do you want to make per month? We all have these six-figure, seven-figure dreams, $10,000 a month dreams, plus, you know, that being the bare minimum people want to make now. And I'm like, okay, great. Well, how much are you charging for your services? You know, what's your average? Oh, it's, you know, I'm selling a book. I got a book for $30. I got, to meet with me is $100. Well, I got this course for $200. I'm like, okay, how many courses do you have to sell or books do you have to sell at $30 knowing you're only going to get 10 or whatever the real cost of your profit is? How many of those do you have to sell to make $10,000? And I hear a gasp. You know, first of all, a lot of women don't even know that number. Then when they do, like, just do that simple equation and they hear the number of 1,000, you got to sell 1,000 $10 books, or you know what I mean? Or I got to get $100 clients, and you don't have that type of audience. I realize how many women aren't doing the basic numbers, you know, about what realistically, too many women are underestimating what it really takes to get people to buy from you. So what's happening is they're not realistic about the numbers. We have this epidemic, and I do not know. Well, it does. A lot of it comes from our parents. Money doesn't grow on trees. We are raised with a lot of money limiting beliefs from our parents about money. There's not enough. We've grown up paycheck to paycheck watching our parents struggle with money. So we just have a lot of limiting beliefs about money, and we. And that broke mentality, you know, we carry that into our business. We undercharge. Women are notorious. I mean, that's why I said that. I was telling my husband, I was like, that's why 75% of women aren't making over $50,000 in their business per year, is because too many women don't understand the value of what they're giving away. They can't articulate the value and the cost savings, and they just undercharge, over-deliver. The numbers don't add up. They don't have a big enough audience. And so they themselves are broke, you know, and they just assume everybody else is broke. But, you know, and so when my coach pointed that out to me, and I actually spent all of my money right then, I realized, you know what, people will pay for what they want. I just became the client that I want to attract. Too many women are afraid to become the woman that they want to attract. They don't invest in their own business, but they're trying to convince others to invest in them. You know, they don't have a coach, but they're trying to be a coach. You know what I mean? I'm like, you don't believe in coaching. You can't afford coaching. So you almost have to be that type of client before you're going to be able to attract that type of client. And so a lot of women are confused. Why aren't these strategies and these programs that the other girls are buying, why isn't it working for me? You know, or why doesn't these strategies work for me? Well, you didn't invest in it. You know, so if you have a money block, you might have did the exact same strategy you copied for her, but why it's not working for you is because you didn't invest that energy, so you don't know how to get other people to invest that. You don't know how to stand in your power and be like, no, you know, just because you don't have money doesn't mean my ideal client does. You know what I mean? It messes with women a lot. I tell them a lot. If you don't move forward on this investment, it's going to be very hard for you to convince another person to invest in you because you're scared. You're afraid that, you know, you're not going to get it back. You know, does that make sense?
That definitely makes sense. And I like what you said about just, you know, not even understanding the basic numbers. You can say that you want to make X amount of dollars, but if you don't understand the basic numbers, you're not realistic about what those numbers are going to look like in order for you to accomplish that dollar amount. You're undercharging. And it's beautiful that you said you can't articulate your value. It's like sometimes people, you know, like, I know my value, but it's not about you knowing it. It's about how you can articulate that and get other people to understand your value without undercharging yourself and over delivering. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a good example. Let me just give you one example so anybody who's listening. Like, for example, I hear, like, health coaches, relationship coaches, those that say, oh, well, business coaches can charge thousands of dollars because, and they can get it because they promise return. They promise clients and cash. It's hard for health and relationship to do that. You know, I've heard that because we're not, but that's not our life coaches. Well, that's not true. You know, what are you saving that person that, you know, by them not, what is it costing them by not moving forward? You know, what is diabetes, health problems? You know, what is not, you know, not showing up in events and missing special opportunities and special occasions with your family because you don't feel comfortable, or divorce? You know, you articulate to me what is costing them beyond, you know, you got to think, what is this preventing? And then you say, well, divorce is very expensive, but, you know, or missing family occasions is priceless. You know what I mean? It is far. So I think that the problem they have is not, you know, that it's a different type of result. It is being able to articulate that back to a pain, you know what I mean, to a cost that is definitely there.
Yes, yes. I definitely agree. What would you say is your title or your approach when you're getting your clients, for anyone who's listening who may be interested? And I also want to touch on just like social media and following, because I know that we see a lot of people on Instagram. They've got the followers, they have the engagement, and they're just not able to, outside of maybe blogging or talking about what they're wearing, not able to really turn that into, or even know the option of how to turn that into a business that's really making money. In your professional opinion, is that something that they can do? And then also, or is this specific to, I guess, coaching, or like you were mentioning, being a health coach or a business coach and things like that?
No, blog people with an audience can monetize it, okay? If you have an audience on Instagram, Facebook, it can be monetized, and it should. It's almost you're leaving money on the table by not figuring a way. You're almost doing all this. I mean, I know if you can do this for free and passion like you are, then by all means, you could be a millionaire by now, because there's business owners who have the business side but don't have the passion to post every day, you know, and that's what's holding them back. You know, they got the products and the services, but they're not on social media consistently enough to get to any. So that's their struggle. So that person who is posting every day just for free, oh, you just need the business model, boo, and you is in business. Now, if I was a blogger, because that's how I first started thinking how I was going to do it, but I was like, oh, this ain't going to work, because the only way bloggers and stuff are making money where they're selling ads or advertising or blog spots or Instagram posts, that is a quantity business, right? Because you're not selling the ads for very much, or you're not getting that much if an ad is clicked, okay? So you got to have a lot of traffic, okay? And the traffic generation of driving traffic, that's that having to always post and always post and always, that's where that comes from to drive that traffic. I realize that's not the best and most effective business model either if you're trying to make money online fast and effectively so you can prove that this is a profitable business model. What I would do, especially like let's just say fashion blogger, okay, if I'm a fashion blogger, I could do two things immediately to start making money. One, okay, the first thing I could do is I could start positioning myself as an image stylist, okay? If I'm doing fashion all day and I've got followers who are just over the top about my fashion style, well, then I should start being an image stylist where I help my clients, VIP clients, virtual one-on-one, over the internet web program where we meet on Skype. And I would be charging, I tell my clients to start off between $1,000 and $1,500 if you've never sold a one-on-one client before, like, you know, because it can go to $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, I mean, depending on what you offer in your industry. But a good across-the-board starting package is like $1,000 to $1,500, because most people can spend $1,000 to $1,500. It's not that much, but it makes significant gains. Like, you get four of those a month, you made $6,000, you know what I mean? Only four people. That's the type of business model. It's like we like to package ourselves up in transformational packages so we can sell fewer, more people, like, and get people who are dedicated. So what that person needs to do is they need to start thinking to themselves about putting together a signature package or a program where it's like, hey, we'll meet, we'll declutter your closet, you bring me your 10 best on Skype, I'm going to go shopping, figure it out. Or you can make it a luxe VIP day where they come, they fly in, you coordinate the hair, you get a makeup stylist, a hair girl, you pick the clothes, make sure you have a photographer. Obviously, it's a $1,000 package. You get a cut of it, but your package person is going to be much higher. She's walking away with branded pictures or a new photo. What is that going to do for her business, image, career, whatever? You know, you got to – that's the value, is that, you know, she's getting down. Or the other thing is I would sell courses and programs or do VIP programs for people who wanted to learn how to build their Instagram. Damn, that's a skill in itself. You know what I mean? Like, you know how many people want to have, you know, all these fans and can't figure it out, you know, but all of a sudden you organically did this. Like, teach, sell it.
Danielle,
that's what I
this
say.
Is so sorry, this is so, so great, because this is exactly why I created the platform. I'm looking and I'm seeing these girls, and I think that a lot of women want to, you know, do something. Like you said, they're showing up every day to Instagram. I'm telling you, this is what's going on in my life. I'm doing this today. Like, that takes consistency. That takes dedication.
These people are like, invested in you. They know, like, and trust you. Why not sell them something? It's like the story I told my dad a couple weeks ago. My dad has been online for years. He has a Facebook following of 29,000 people organically. Okay, he shares too much. This is a point where I want to take his phone away. I'm like, what is this? Parents of 2017, get off of social media. But anywho, it's worked to his advantage, because I've been telling him for years, Dad, You are missing money. He struggled financially. Dad, you're missing money. You have all these fans. They love you. They would buy from you, but you're not selling anything. And so one day, a couple weeks ago, he messaged me out of the blue. He's on text message like, Danielle, I woke up. I've been thinking about what you said. I decided to put out an 8-week men's peak performance one-on-one training coaching package for $1,000. I put it out on Facebook. I just said, hey, if you're interested, PM me. He said he got 5 people to PM me. And by the 3 days later, he texted me and said he made $3,000. And I could hear in my dad's voice that same moment that I felt 3 years ago when I made my first $1,500 from a client on the first phone call, paid in full in my PayPal. And I was like, what is this? It was the power that you can make money whenever you wanted to. And to give my dad that finally, you know, and he did it. And, like, you know, now he's like, I want to make $2,000 a week. And just to know that he knows he can now because he has an audience. And it was that easy to monetize. And I told my husband, I was like, I know he's sick because he's thinking to himself all these years I've been telling him this. He's calculating up the money. I know that's a sick feeling. So, anyhow, that's just a personal story of, like, you know, yeah, how quickly you can monetize an audience if you would put something out there.
Danielle, let me ask you this. I feel like I'm a really great, you know, judge of character, and I always felt like just looking at, I could see through your posts and everything that you would post, and I was like, this girl is a regular real person that knows what she's talking about. That's why I reached out to you for you to come on the show. Can you tell us, because there's so many people out there that do it and they don't do it like you. They could be doing the same thing, Danielle. They could be saying the same thing. They could be selling the same thing. And I wouldn't suggest anyone to give them their coin. So I'm co-signing you, and I just want you to kind of say, like, where does your passion come from and what makes you love what you do? Because you, I mean, even just the story that you shared about empowering your dad, like, where does that passion come from? Where is it coming from where you feel like it's important for people to understand how to monetize what they're doing and why that isn't a bad thing?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that. Thank you so much for saying that. Because to be totally transparent, you know, one, and you didn't ask me this, but I'll go ahead and throw this in. You know, one of the things I do feel like I do struggle with is showing up and shining more, you know, just getting out there. And so to hear that reconfirms that I definitely need to, you know, shout this more. Because I think one of the things that I've learned over the last 3 years that, you know, I, it takes maturity, right? Maturity and real intentional showing that, because I want to keep it 100% real, but I also want to make sure that I'm being a model, because you have to be very careful. I'm always telling people, be careful who you sign up to work with. Look at how they're running their business. Look at how they're charging you. Is that how you want to run your business? You know what I mean? Like, so I'm very careful to model, you know, so that, because people are watching. The passion thing, I think I've always been passionate. I actually took an archetype assessment. I really recommend this book, How the World Sees You by Sally Hogshead. It's a great book, How the World Sees You by Sally Hogshead. And it talks about your fascination archetype and discovering what that is. And I honestly think the fascination archetype, it has a lot to do with your it factor. We talk about that it factor, and it's hard to describe. Well, what makes somebody that, you know, that it? You know, everybody has, when you look at people who get attention, everybody has that different thing that makes them fascinating. That's what it is. So my fascination archetype just so happened to be passion. And I guess that is, and that's that. Because I know that, I know now how I can show up at my highest expression, where I can be me at my highest level. So I've kind of tapped into just letting it be, you know, just that's me. That's what works as far as doing that. So like I tell people all the time, if you're trying to understand how you can get attention or stand out online, take as many assessments as you can about yourself. I've taken a brand archetype assessment, a fascination assessment, a money archetype assessment. I know all my different little, you know, personalities so that I know how I show up best to communicate with my audience. So that's one little thing. Are you going to ask me before you get off about my husband thing about, because, you know, I have been very tickled to share this story before we get off.
Yes, yes, no.
I want to put all my other business out there too while we at it real quick.
I'm definitely going to ask you about that. But I just wanted to kind of reiterate that. I like that you said that it was passion. Let me tell you, I'm telling you, and I can pick out things and people and what's their it thing, and yours is definitely passion, okay? It's passion. It sold me. It's going to sell people, and I can't wait for what you're going to do in the future. I have two more questions, so I do want to discuss, you know, what you have going on in the future, and then we can get to that. So the husband part. So going forward, how can people reach out to you? What do you have any programs or packages that you're working on? What's your social media handle? How can people get in contact with Danielle?
Okay, awesome. Yes, very exciting things coming up. I've tested a lot of stuff in 2017, just put out a bunch of ideas. And yes, I think the Real Housewives of the Internet is going to be something for 2018 that I'm going to do 2018. I am so excited about Instagram. Okay, so you can find me richgirlbusiness.com, so www.richgirlbusiness.com. Facebook, you can go type in Rich Girl Business. You can come to my fan page. That's where my hub is. But I also have a Facebook group, The Chandelier Room. The Chandelier Room. You can come over there, Instagram. I'm all over, okay? If you can't find me, it's because you didn't type in Danielle Morrell in Google. That's why. but, yeah, I'm going to be blowing up Instagram. I'm really I do. It's too different. I built my following on Facebook first because that was where I could spend the money. That's where the paid advertising was first. They had the Facebook ads first. You can do it with Instagram now. So that's how I'm on the Facebook now, but I definitely love the vibe. So I've been doing a lot more Instagram stories for Rich Girl Business. So if you want to see some behind the scenes of the craziness, that's where you would want to come check it out.
Okay, awesome. That was Rich Girl Business on Instagram, Rich Girl Business on Facebook. The Chandelier Room is a private group. And just get your life together and just Google Danielle Morrell.
Just Google it. Just Google it.
LL. Like, just your life. So,
yes.
All right. So, the last question is going to be about, sorry, y'all. You know, it's truth be told, and you know, I had to keep it real. So, Danielle posted an Instagram story the other day. And it was about, you know, she was like, oh, my gosh, I'm just going to be transparent right now. Something is just, my husband has been acting weird. I don't know what's going on. Like, are we going to make it? He's just been complaining and nagging. And, you know, they were, let me just tell y'all, they're high school sweethearts. They've been together for about 10 years. They've been married for 6, if I'm correct. And so they've been together for a long time. They've done everything. Almost everything that you could possibly do with one person. They got kids together. They built a life together. So, you know, sometimes things just start to get routine. And Danielle shared with us kind of what she did to get things back on track in her marriage, because we're talking about all this business. We talked about kids. We talked about her stepping in for the family. But guess what? She's still a wife. She still has a marriage. And she still has a relationship and a partnership that she has to be active in. So, Danielle, tell us what happened with that girl.
Yeah, so and you guys, if you want to, if you want to follow this story, read more, be nosy, come to the Chandelier Room, because that's where I first posted. I was like, oh, let me put it on stories. And they got a lot of reaction in the Chandelier Room, my Facebook group. But, yes, basically, you know, 3 months ago, we've been high school sweethearts. We've been married for 6 years, been together for 10. And 3 months ago, I mean, it wasn't just 3 months ago that he started. It was, like, up until 3 months ago. He was, like, always complaining about little stuff. Like, and I was doing a lot. Like, I'm at home. Now, granted, I am no Betty, like, Crocker. I'm not up here doing no Paula Deen up in here, and I'm definitely not Molly the Maid. So just because I work from home don't mean at this point, you know, was I, like, so it was just, like, a little, like, little things, you know, but it just seemed like he wasn't happy, and I was like, man, I don't know, like, is this gonna work? And honestly, I realized 3 months ago, and believe it or not, and I tell this, but it's because somebody asked, like, what kind of sparked this, believe it or not, it's just all these celebrity scandals of cheating. But, and I'm not saying that he was, cheating was ever an issue. Was never, like, that was never a concern, never the problem. But I think it was just the fact that I realized just because you have your together in one area, oh, no, no, baby girl. Don't just think because you got your stuff together in business that you can let every other area of your life kind of slip or your relationship slip and it's just going to be cool because you got the money in the purse. I think it just kind of was a wake-up call for me. And I'm like, oh, wait, this is really important to men. That's what I kind of realized at that, you know, situation when I had Kevin Hart. I'm not dropping no names. But I was like, wait, this must be really important to them. If he's, you know, and he's a different person. But just that's what hit me. And it was just me internally. It was nothing like my husband was like, oh, my God, you do it more. But the answer to what I did is I literally just started having sex with him every day. This is grown women talk, by the way. Hopefully no young ears at this point. But I literally just, and it was something that I decided that I wanted to do because I was just like, I need to make this a priority. And I've actually fallen in love with it after 3 months of doing it every single day. And I actually think, it's actually like, I look back and like, wow, people, like married couples obviously are not doing it every day, but I realized to him it's made everything like, you know, more complete. He's genuinely happy. He says the most amazing things, you know what I mean? I think we think men are so much more complicated, and there are a lot of women who are building their business or overwhelmed with being a mom, or maybe they're being a good mom and they're good at their jobs, but they're not doing this part too. And that's why I'm like, I know it's hard. I know it's hard going to work all day, coming home, picking up the kids, cooking dinner, doing homework, taking them bath, getting them bed, and then getting your freak on every night. That's I understand it does not seem feasible. That's why that work structure is not the best support for women. You know, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like that 9-to-5 was not put in place to accommodate women's roles in all these situations. It was accommodating for men who had wives. Now women just fell into this 9-to-5 role, and it's really damaging our families, our relationships, you know, because I just don't, I don't know. Does that make sense?
No, it definitely makes sense, and it's okay for you to say that in your opinion. Like, that's not what you feel, you know, should happen in terms of roles with women, because women, we do way more. So while a man may be able to go to work and do this and come home and chill, women, you know, we're carrying the babies. We have to let our bodies recover. We have to nurture the children. You know, yes, it can be shared responsibilities in the home in terms of cooking and cleaning, or maybe you can get outside help with that. But it's still a lot that naturally is just going to fall more on the woman. And then there's that relationship aspect where it's like, okay, now I have to have the energy to do this. And for a lot of women, you know, men kind of are in automatic mode when it comes to sex. And like you said, men aren't complicated. It's kind of like, all right, let's do it. And I think for women, sometimes we have to mentally be in the mood. We have to be warmed up. It's like an oven. You got to turn the oven on and preheat the oven, and men can kind of just pop the bread in the oven. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, so women right. have to more in that space. And that's just extra, like you said, it's extra work and it's extra energy. But if it's your relationship, if it's your significant other, if it's someone that you love and you care about and you're building a life with, then that has to be a priority, just like anything else, including the children, including your business. So thank you for sharing that. I mean, that was real, and that's really...
You just, like, I almost have to say, it's really important. I honestly, now I think it's, I feel like this is not going to be, like I told my husband, don't worry, I'm not going to become no love and relationship coach next, but I do want to start talking about, you know, what this looks like for us to kind of, we want to be in control from the boardroom to the bedroom. You know what I mean? We want to be that triple threat where we're like, we've got that beauty, brains, and bank account. We have control in these areas of our lives. And I think for women, we need that mental space. You're right. We can't go to bed and do this every night when we have a lot of weight, because women, we carry the stress of the day with us. And so, yeah, we need to figure this out. We really do. And that's what I'm here for. I just want to liberate as many women who in their heart knows that they can do this. They just need to know how to do it. Like, they know, hey, I know I'm meant to be out here. This is my life's assignment, to liberate as many women so that they can go liberate as many women that they can. Because this is a new time that we're living in. I don't want it to slip us by. I don't want us to say, you know, this is the dawn of the feminine, you know, energy movement. And then it just kind of, we don't step up and do it what needs to be done, which is shine a light on what's possible. There's an alternative, and we need to be helping other women get there.
I love it. I love it. So in conclusion, Danielle, do you have anything, any last remarks or words that you want to say to women out there in terms of, you know, what they can do to get in the right space? Because I think a lot of women, and I'm going to go back, I'm going to listen to this, I'm going to get the gems out from it, and then kind of do the more personal development part of it, because I think a lot of women, they're not even at the place to even understand the money aspect, because there's so many other levels that they haven't understood personally or internally within themselves. So do you have any advice for how to even get to this space? I know that you mentioned How the World Sees You as a book, but do you have mm-hmm. any other resources that you could share that have worked for you in terms of you getting to where you are today?
Guys, well, I mean, read the book, Book Yourself Solid by Michael Port. I mean, as far as business models, see that, okay, that's the critical thing. I was not even aware of what business model was or were. And I went to college for business. I was like, wait, what? So research business models, understand business models, because too many women get into businesses that their business model don't make sense. Retail, boutiques, hair, can I go on, product-based businesses, okay? Why? It takes a lot of capital. You have to invest in inventory. You're out here competing with a lot of people. You need to have a nice website. You got to drive traffic. And most women don't understand. You got to reinvest in inventory. You got to have money for marketing. So please know what type of business model. I highly encourage, if you really want to make money, you know, without having to deal with a lot of overhead and a lot of headache, try to get into service-based business. Gain a skill. Gain a talent. Learn some information you can sell. You only have to read 5 books in a particular industry, and you will know more than the average person. You will be considered an expert if you read 5 books in a particular subject. You will be an expert compared to the common person. Go read those 5 books. Okay, turn it around, package it up in your own words, resell it in your own program, and do it. I know a girl right now, one of my clients, who literally read and thought herself rich. Like, read books and repackaged that in her own encouragement, inspiration, and made it her own, and it's a business. Boom, just like that. You know what I mean? So that's what I would say.
Love it, love it, love it. So you heard that. I'm a huge advocate and a huge avid reader, and people are looking at me like I'm crazy. I post books all the time. Book Yourself Solid is a book that Danielle suggested, and they're also looking into more service-based businesses. Look into it. If you have any more questions, please feel free to reach out to Danielle or book her yourself. Just go ahead and book her and work with her, because she will definitely help you. And, you know, get your mind right. Start reading these books. 5 books in a particular subject makes you more of an expert than the average person. That's gems right there. So many gems. Danielle, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show.
It was so much fun. Girl, we had to do this again. You see, I tell people all the time now, don't get me on the phone now. I had to tell my clients all the time, you can interrupt me now, because I know I am slowing on you. So, anyways, it's been a pleasure, and I've totally enjoyed this.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, y'all.
All right.
Well, that was the end of this episode for the Boss Women series of Truth Be Told with Danielle Morrell, Boss Wife, Boss Mom, CEO, and founder of Rich Girl Business. I had an amazing time. I hope you did too. And I will see you on the next show.